Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out to the Chris Miles Money Show today. So grateful to have you on, because today I am giddy for this episode that we got here, especially if you want to know how to really get what you want fast. Just to remind you, check out our website. Go to moneyripples.com. Check out our free blogs, podcasts. We've also got great events. If you haven't been to our Wealth Empowerment Intensive, you gotta go. I'm telling you. You can register online for that. Also, if you're looking to get somebody real to take a look and say, hey, is there potential in my situation? Is there something I can do? Because I'm making more money, but I don't know where it all goes. Or, you know, I feel like I should be better off. I don't want to own a job. I want to own my business. I want to do better in that. If that's where you are, you know, go ahead and send me an email, chris@moneyripples.com. Shoot me an email and just say, hey, Chris, I would like to take advantage of that money leak evaluation, you know, just to really see where we're at. And so, get with me on that one. I'll see what I can, you know, see if I can get you one of my consultants to really look at that deeper. So speaking of going deeper, I want to go deeper into the mind today, because all wealth is created in the mind first. It's always created in the mind first. Many people say, what's the strategy for this? What's the strategy for that? It's not always, the strategies are great, but you got to understand the real core principles that create these strategies in the first place. That's how I was able to create a lot of the strategies I do, is because it was created in the mind first. I want to share experience. There's one of my clients I just spoke with recently, and we were talking about some of the strategies we're doing, and we're doing some pretty amazing stuff for them. I'm really excited about. I mean, we did some cool things, and we're just a few months in. And as we're talking, you know, we really kind of got into about what they really want. I've noticed that sometimes I just really get focused on getting people financial results that I forget sometimes to really get into the rest of their life, you know, because there's just so much you can cover on the financial end. And I started really asking about, well, what do you guys really want? Like, what is it you really want to see? Like, what do you want to live? And the wife in particular was a little bit hesitant or resistant to doing that, because her husband had asked her to do the same thing. She's like, I don't know. And so she was kind of resistant. And I started to really dig deeper, and she got really emotional. And it's such a neat thing where I can get to that heart space with people. And she started getting emotional, and she talked about how as a kid, you know, she was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and was basically told she could never have kids. Now, this is her dream. Her dream was really to be a mom, to have kids. She had a big family she grew up in, and she wanted to have a family of her own. She was told she could never have kids. And then something powerful happened. You know, she got married, and and what ended up happening is her husband just said, "Hey, listen, like, you know what? Let's, you know, yeah, we're having a hard time with this. We've lost some babies. Let's change this. Let's see what we want. Let's create this. Like, it's let's just believe that this can happen." 3 months later, they got pregnant with their oldest child, which now they've got a whole litter of children. They've got tons of children now. They've got 4 kids. And really cool to see that they're able to create that for what seemed from something impossible, and they're able to defy the odds of even physical health and what many people would consider being a disability. They're able to overcome and have a large family. And I share that because money is very similar. Many people think, well, you know, I would like to have money, but I can't do this or can't do that. They come up with excuses. And the reason they come up with excuses is because they don't know how to create it. All wealth, and this is not just money, but true riches, like money, wealth, and happiness in all areas of your life, come from starting in your mind first. So I want to break that down. I want to break down exactly what it is, like what you need, what do you need to do to really start to see these results faster. So number one, you got to know it. You need to know it. You need to know what you want. I remember Mark Twain's been quoted as saying, you know, I can get people whatever they want in life. I just can't find anybody who knows what they want. And I've seen this to be true, is that many people just don't know what they want. You've got to have a clarity of your vision of what you truly want. If you don't know what you want, you'll never get it. If you have this big, very vague vision of what you want to achieve or have in your life, you'll wonder why you don't get it, or you don't get it in the right way, or you don't get the way you want it to. It's because of this reason. You've got to be in a place where you can do that. So you got to know it. So I tell you to write it down. And don't just write it down like, I want this or I want that. Write it down as if it's happening right now. You know, almost like you're playing a movie in front of your eyes saying, okay, here's what I see in the movie. I have this. I am this. I'm doing this. You know, writing in that kind of context where you can feel it. You know it. You just know what you have. And really spell it out. That's the first step. So you got to know it. You got to write it down. The second one is you got to see it. Now this helps you when you start to know it, because yeah, you as you start to see it, you start to see how it can play out. That's when it gets to be really cool, because the more clear the image you have in your mind, the easier it is to get it. I remember this happened to me back in 2006. The first time I really started to learn these principles and start to understand the mind, this started to happen to me too. I was listening to a radio show, maybe like you're doing right now, listen to radio shows of some millionaires that were talking about all the things that were going on. And in this, I remember thinking, you know what? I want to create something more. And I remember thinking in my mind, like, what kind of car do I want? Because, you know, up to that point, you know, I had a decent car. It wasn't horrible, but it was just, you know, a nice old used car that, you know, did it, you know, served its purpose. But I really wanted a nicer one. I was like, you know what? I think I want a nicer car. And so I decided on a Mercedes. And I didn't know exactly what it was, like what brand, but I wanted a Mercedes. That's at least where I started. I had an idea of kind of what it looked like, at least. You know, it's funny. I went out to lunch with some friends, and these friends, they had some good times when I had some bad times. And so they sat down with me, and we had lunch at, you know, good old Olive Garden, right? Because that's where all the business happens, I guess. And we sat down, and as we're sitting down, one of the guys just makes a snide remark. He says, "So, Chris, you got that Mercedes yet?" You know, he's kind of laughing about it. And I in shock just said, "Wow, did I tell you that? Did I tell you I was getting a Mercedes? Whoa, that's weird. Did I tell you that?" And his smile dropped off his face. He said, no, I was just joking." "Oh, well, no, I'm actually planning to get that." And this was in March. I said, "Yeah, I'm actually planning to get it by July when I have to renew my registration on my car. I'm going to get a Mercedes by July." And he was just, you could just tell something had shifted in me that created an interesting response in him. And the funny thing is, they went from them acting kind of egotistical, having a lot of pride, all of a sudden to turn around and having a good conversation. You know, it was actually a friendly conversation, and we didn't feel like we're trying to beat each other's chest. It was actually an enjoyable moment. And that's the thing, is like, if you can see it, you not only know it, but then you can see it, it's amazing what happens. Funny thing is, I ended up getting that Mercedes in May. My second child, my oldest daughter, was born. And that same week, I went to my brother-in-law and I said, "Hey, you want to go on a date?" And of course, my brother-in-law said, "That's weird, dude. Why are you saying that?" And I said, "Hey, not a real date. I just want to go out car shopping," because he was a car guy. I said, "I want to go out car shopping." "Okay, what are you looking for, Chris?" "I'm looking for a Mercedes." "Okay. What kind?" "Well, something more like an E-Class, maybe. I'm not sure what which number, but definitely more like E-Class. That's kind of my style." And he smiled at me. He said, "Why don't you just buy my car?" "Do you have a Mercedes?" "Yeah, it's in my garage. I only drive it on the weekends. But I've had it for about 9 months." I said, "Well, yeah, let's take a look at it." Now, it wasn't the exact same color I wanted, I'll tell you that much, but he had me hooked, because he said, "Hey, this is alabaster white. You know, not many people have this. It's a rare color. That's why I got it." Okay, cool. Week later, had the car. Now, I'll tell you, like, it wasn't easy to go from a car that was about $6,000 as a used car value, if that much, to all of a sudden something that I bought for over $60,000 used. That was a big leap. But because I could see it, it was much easier to receive it. And that's the thing. Whatever you can see, you can receive. So you got to be able to see it. The next thing is you got to experience it. One of the best ways to manifest something faster, to get it faster, is to not only see it and know it. That's huge. But if you can experience it, if you could really be in that situation, that's where it becomes better. Now, this is not fake it till you make it. I wish somebody would remove that phrase from people's memories forever. Fake it till you make it is completely insincere and it doesn't work. You cannot fake anything because you know you're faking it. When you know you're a fake, you know that you don't get results. You cannot fake it till you make it. And it's not even just act as if, even though that's closer. I like to say experience as if. Experience as if. You know, so for example, with that, using that car example, I mean, if you can imagine saying like, wow, what it'd be like to drive that car. Why don't you go for a test drive and experience it, feel it, be in it, know what it's like to actually drive it. And then hold that in your mind. Hold that experience in your mind and watch how fast it happens. When you can not only know it and can see it, but then you can experience it, you can touch it, taste it, feel it, be in it. Even if it's just in your mind, even if you've never experienced it before, you can experience something brand new just by going there in your mind. And wherever you go, it's a good start. Start there. Like really get to a place where you're living in that, like living in your mind. And what happens that, again, when your mind can vividly create that image, almost to the point where you wonder what's reality and what's not, which in truth, if it's in your mind, it is becoming reality. You are creating that reality. But as long as if you can't hold that experience, that image in your mind, it just doesn't happen. The reason why people oftentimes that have money keep creating more money is because they know what it's like to have more money. So if you want to have more money, you have to get to a place to do that. Now, many people don't know how to get that heightened place sometimes because they don't know what it's like. Some people say, Chris, I've never been a success before, so how would I do that? You know what? I bet you, or they'll say they haven't been successful in business. Well, yeah, but have you been successful elsewhere? Were you ever successful in sports? Were you ever successful with a hobby? Were you ever successful just with feeling good in the moment, with your family, just spending time with your family? What did that feel like? That feeling, you want to carry that into your business. You want to carry that into your money, carry that into your life. Watch what happens when you start to really really experience it and feel it and be there in it, and watch how quickly things will turn around, how quickly you'll actually start to see those things happen. One of the best ways I've been able to pull out of a funk in my business, like when you have like this month that's kind of slow, is instead of wallowing in what is going on or wallowing, it's like, oh, it's been a slow month and boy, it seems like, you know, things aren't happening as fast as I want. See, when I'm in that place, I just extend it. I just make it go longer. But when I say, I know what it's like to be this. I remember like this month when I did this, and this month I did this, and this month I did this, and how it felt with this. And so cool when you have this, you know, like, you know, it's so cool when you have like that $50,000 a month. Like, oh, that's awesome. Like how that feels. And the freedom came with that. And then be able to live in it. And then all of a sudden, within a week or two, oh, look, there it is. Because you can just know it. You get to a place where you just don't see it, but then you just feel it through and through. Get to that place. And then the last thing is to live it, to be, to truly, and this is where you're not acting as if, this is where you just are. You know, when you get to that place, when you can start to experience it, you start to truly live it, and then the results show up. This could take a matter of hours, days, or it could be minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, or years. Whatever it is, relax. Just live it and just have that faith that it's happening and keep moving forward. Don't give up too soon, because the thing is that it all takes its own time. Usually the bigger the vision, the longer it takes, but not always. Let me give you one last example or story of how this worked for me. In 2007, I decided to come out of retirement and I wanted to, you know, I created a new business with some other partners, and we had a guy come to our office, and he was teaching about the mind a lot. And he asked the beginning of that weekend, he said, what would it take to make this weekend worthwhile? Now, at that time, I was really trying to get some capital going to get some extra capital for the business. I had a lot of equity trapped in my property. I was like, I don't know. I can't get it out. Like the banks are started tightening it up. Where am I going to get the money? So I said, you know what? For this to be worthwhile for me, because I would be doing this anyways, trying to figure out the answer, is I need $50,000. I need to know where to get that by the end of this weekend. Now, 50,000 was a big, big deal, right? Kind of hard to do, but I kind of got there. I was stressed about it, but I said, you know what? I'm just going to relax and enjoy the weekend. So we're learning stuff. And so that was a Friday and a Saturday type of event. Friday, no answers. Saturday, no answers. Saturday afternoon, all of a sudden it hit me. Because I knew if I didn't have the money, well, then who did? How can I get the money? What assets do I have? What resources do I have? Not just from my own assets that I have physically, but how about even relationships and so forth? And all of a sudden it hit me. I said, I know exactly where to get the money and how I can leverage my house. And I actually went. I went to somebody. I said, hey, I need $50,000. Here's what you get. They said, okay. By the next Wednesday, I had a $52,000 check in hand. It works, people. It really does. When you start to know what you want, you can see it, and then you can experience it and feel it, and then you start to live it, what will happen is that you will have it. That's exactly what happens. That's how you really start to have it at that point. So anyways, I just want to wish you guys the best. Make it an amazing and prosperous week. Go out. Be abundant. Don't just talk. Go and do. Be that person, live it, experience it, be a part of it, and get those results, and share those experiences with me. I love to hear great stories of experiences. Share those with me, and if I can be a part of your journey, invite me to be a part of your journey to help you make that happen. Everybody, make it a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.